Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I want to persuade you to live the next experience in life. I want to see you happy and joyous and vibrant and ready to live extraordinary lives. And I know you all have a mission in this room too. You have something you want to do, you want to give, you want to serve, and that's hard. So I thought I'd share this framework with you of how to think about persuasion, not in the old school way of persuasion, getting somebody to do something, but rather getting people to buy into what's possible, getting people to buy into something good for you, getting people to buy into your mission, your cause, your company, your investment idea. That takes work. Sales take work, business takes work, so I thought I'd share that with you. This is the last part of people skills, persuasion. If you're a leader, you have to persuade. If you're trying to convince your wife, you have to persuade. If you're trying to beg 2,800 people from 40 countries around the world not to make you cry, I'm gonna try to use the same framework on you. Secrets of persuasion. The good news is, you know how it begins. It always begins with knowing the wins for other people. Now, this is what we covered with conflict management. Knowing the wins of others. So I won't go too far, but I'll remind you, people have process wins, they have outcome wins, and they have feeling wins. If you are gonna sell an idea, You have to think about the three, just like conflict. You still have to think about those. If you go into a negotiation, you have seven people in the room, and those seven people can unlock multi-million dollars for you, you should know what each of the wins would be for each of the seven people. Always know who you are talking to. If you are trying to persuade, know your audience, but don't worry so much about their demographics. I know marketers think this is sin, so hear me out. We started thinking in sales and marketing that it was about knowing your customer and their demographics. Ad agencies in New York still do good old-fashioned brand marketing, where what they say is, oh, Brendan, you want to grow your seminars and events, young man? Yes, I do, sir. Well, tell me about your demographics of the people you like to persuade to buy your stuff. I said, well, it's a whole lot of different types of people. They say, not good enough, sir. How old is she? Where do they come from? How much do they earn? You must be specific and you must niche down to their demographic. Let me tell you about something about that. Look around this room. People from 40 countries, different ages, different experiences, different income levels, different careers, different industries. And I've had professional firms come in and say, oh, well, tell me about her, tell me about him, tell me about that country. We need to market to demographics. And I said, you're so 1980s. That kind of marketing died. It really did. No, we need to market towards outcomes, not demographics. What is it our customer is trying to achieve and feel and sense? Yes, knowing some of their stories is important, but knowing the outcome they want is more important. What's the win? I think it's important to know the wins are different. The wins are different. You got to know the win. Everyone wants more meaning, to sense and the magic of the day, to sense how important these moments are in our lives. Meaning, it's a win. On day one, I told you and quote unquote sold you on the wins for you. That's what you have to think about. I didn't think, well, I didn't sell you, hey, if you're a lady of 32 to 35 and you're from Pittsburgh, I don't care about that. That's not how it works anymore. That stuff is good to know, especially if you have to deal with old school marketers. But no, what's the outcome? I bet Jamie she could describe her customer in exacting detail, but she could also tell you millions of women who look completely different wanted the outcome of feeling better and feeling beautiful and feeling authentic. She knew that. So she sold the message, am I right? She sold the message of that outcome, of the win for them. She talked to a woman, she talked to a person she knew, but it was a mindset more than a specific demographic. African women would buy products and programs. People in this country would buy products and programs from us. I had to know the win. What is the outcome of the person you're trying to persuade? What are their wins? If you're not aware of that, don't think you can persuade your spouse or your partners. You gotta frame the positive of what's in it for them. Framing the positive. Now, this is in marketing, especially, and in sales. Oh my gosh, old school marketers hate this. They're like, no, Brendan, frame the problem. Don't you know anything about copywriting, Brendan? You have to start with the rubberneck effect, the disaster, the problem that we're going to solve. Tell me about the problem. Start there. And I'm here to tell you, if you are selling or persuading based on the problem only, you are building a commodity argument or commodity business. I shared that with our premieres today. Nokia versus Apple. Nokia was solving a problem of transmitting communication. Apple was doing something more than just the problem. See, I can't just say, if I want to sell something to somebody, here's all the problems. Because listen, the truth is, problems can be solved by tons of different products and programs. You need to sell me the positive aspiration I'm seeking. The positive aspiration that I'm seeking. That's what I mean by framing it a positive. If you're a salesperson, if you're trying to convince somebody of something, why is what you are about to present or talk about positive in their future life? That's super key. Super key. So if I'm putting together, you know, how to become a best-selling author, I don't begin my headline with getting an agent's hard, but that's what people do. They're selling themselves short because they're selling themselves a specific problem. And that's why it's so hard for people to scale. They're selling themselves short by selling too specific of a problem. We want to sell problems, not yet. We want to start aspirational. We want to sell a lifestyle, something that is a positive future thing.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses
US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.